Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. When the ice whispered goodbye is a lamentation for the now silent symphony of the world's ice shelves and glaciers that once played a chorus magnetic to the soul of Earth itself. The disintegration of this frozen layer, our planet's ancient archive of environmental history, is no longer a chilling concern of the distant future. It is a cacophony of our present reality. Here, in this bleak vista where glaciers whispered their insidious farewells, their muteness reverberates through devastated polar ecosystems and rising sea levels. Our narrative begins with a stark visual, vast silence where the crackling and groaning of ice once prevailed, a requiem for the endangered harmony of colossal icy realms. In the ghostly aftermath where polar bears once romped and seals cavorted, a desolate stillness persists, punctuated only by the occasional splash of a lone survivor plying the waters for a diminishing source of food. Their plights, reflections of our environmental apathy, serve as grave reminders of the solemn promises we humans failed to keep. The swelling seas, spurred by wanton glacial tears, crash onto coastal conurbations with impunity, laying bare the vulnerabilities of our infrastructures and indeed, civilization's delicate facade. The brine's bitter taste, a cocktail of our collective sins, saturates lands that once fed multitudes, now transformed into barren marshes of discontent, intractable and unredeeming. To the mind's eye, the vanishing ice narrates a sinister allegory of the Anthropocene, a testament to the paradox of human innovation intermeshed with its shadow, ecological devastation. Beneath this shroud, the Earth's chronology is etched in frozen layers, a glaciologist's dream now turned to despair as each day's thaw erodes pages from this planetary ledger. Yet as we eavesdrop on science's spectral analysis, hope remains elusive within the tales of ice cores and permafrost. Their tales are confessions of climate sins past, an indelible blueprint of human folly. The specter of irreversible environmental debts accumulated with each passing epoch looms over us, casting shadows on generations to come. In an era where electricity crackles through solar arrays and wind turbines pirouette on idyllic hills, the juxtaposing tragedy is conspicuous. As our technology bounds in leaps and greener strides, the ice retreats in a mournful slide. Fossil-fueled follies now allure as relics of a blindfolded past, their allure as a cautionary tale to a species fraught with contradictions. When the ice finds its voice again, it is not to narrate a tale of rebound or resurrection, but to whisper regrets, a cool breath beset with guilt. It whispers warnings to heedless ears about perils of cascading climate dominoes falling in slow motion, one leading to another, each wisp of the whisper a reminder of the integral ties within the tapestry of life. And thus our world sits at the precipice, listening, if it dares, to the ice's final soliloquies. The stage is set. Oceans rise, species vanish, and ecosystems fracture. The simmering ills of global warming brew tempestuous storms, carving sorry into the cavernous hollows left by iceberg's elegiac descent. This tale of insidious loss rightly prompts a pause, a somber reflection on humanity's part and parcel in this unfolding climatic tragedy. As the ice whispers its last imminent goodbye, let us not just listen but act, thereby ensuring such whispers are not the concluding chapter of Earth's opus, but a dire prelude inspiring profound change.